Happily After Never by Laura Zlatos is the Bloomington Playwrights Project's Newman Woodward Drama of the Year. Janet and Darren are an attractive young couple who meet under their colorful umbrellas at a bus stop and banter energetically. Their characters seem to have no inner life, and the outer display is pretty shallow, too. She asserts that she's always right. He admits that he forgets things. They decide to fall in love and marry instead of taking the bus. As a harbinger of developments to come, it's Darren who throws the garter from their wedding. The two move into their cheery apartment. Darren continues to work at some never-described job. Janet cooks and cleans. Janet and Darren find themselves in competition both in life and in game-night charades with their perfect next-door neighbors, Jerry and his wife Dharma. In the energetically surface world of Zlatos' play, it's not a surprise that no one seems to notice that the tall, stately Dharma is a man. Several times during the show, Dharma says they can't have children. No one, including her husband Jerry, seems to pay much attention. Janet swells with a glowing pregnancy and pride, shared by Darren and perhaps envied by their barren neighbors. A baby is born, and there's some rejoicing and congratulation until closer examination reveals that the little one has both male and female parts. The neighbors are appalled, and both Janet and Darren are feeling confused and perhaps a bit guilty. In a neatly staged set of figure-eight dashes around the apartment furnishings, the two rehearse their history, looking for a source of the androgynous birth. By the way, both Christian and Jewish theologians have had to wrestle with this because of the two accounts of the creation of man and woman, one as a single being, the other as two. Frankly, the baby gets rather short shrift. Neither Janet nor Darren are ever seen holding the child, feeding the child, responding to its cries. In a nightmare scenario of a quiz show presided over by Dharma, Darren gets off lightly, but Janet is subjected to a brutal interrogation. In a later visit from the neighbors, they bring a new acquisition. It's a dog, a very large dog. They call their baby Tommy, and they claim to have rescued it. In the world of Happily After Never, we're not amazed that Tommy maintains he wasn't rescued and that, in fact, his real name is Tanya. Tanya smells that grief, confusion, and perhaps a touch of guilt on Janet, and the two form a warm, though tentative, bond. Although there's considerable scientific investigation and opinions on androgyny, in the play, the choice of surgery comes down to the parents' decision. Janet says he looks like a boy. Darren says she seems like a girl. We don't know who prevails, and at play's end, both wonder if they made the right decision. Courtney Reed Harris played Janet with just the right amount of confidence and insecurity. Likewise, David Sheehan was always on and nicely balanced his partner. Xavier Rice was formidable as the very Dharma. Paul C. Daly made a neat partner and foil. Ben Smith as Tanya, the insightfully dry dog, is probably the character most will remember. Intricate stage direction, pace, and mood is handled by director Ivy Lowe. Rebecca Lord Surratt's stage design works on a sparse AstroTurf floor with a multi-use crib that might be the next big thing from IKEA. It's supported by Aaron Bowersox's lighting. P.S. The BPP's artistic director, Chad Rabinowitz, has announced that the enthusiastic audience response finish to the plug for Papa John's Pizza, the only pizza you should eat, will, after 7 years of regular repetition, be heard no more. I can't wait to hear what they'll come up with to replace it. Happily After Never and that durable pizza plug play through May 27th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.